Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Forces Sport.
Falklands.
Bex is a former Commonwealth Games gold medalist and a London 2012 torchbearer. And yes, she's brought along the Olympic torch for a fundraising event in aid of Stanley Badminton Club, Olympic Spirit, at the Town Hall on Saturday. For Bex, it's her sixth visit to the Falkland Islands, and I just had to ask about day five of the torch relay carrying the flame near her hometown of Cheltenham.
Until I think the relay comes round the different towns, I think it doesn't really feel real the Olympics are there. But as soon as you sort of start going through the relay, you know the Olympics is arriving, and everybody's so excited, and it's a great atmosphere out there. Everybody's really up for it, and it's a really good experience.
I'm just trying to picture it, Bex. It's day five. You're an hour from home in North Somerset with a heavy torch and flame, 600-metre dash in the rush hour.
I was 10 to 8 in the morning, so it was an early start, but I tell you what, it didn't stop people coming out to line the streets. I mean, it's excitement. I don't think you really comprehend how many people are watching it, because you just think there's people on the street. You forget there's a live cam in front of you. So it was only after the event when I looked at my mobile phone and everybody texted me to say, oh, my God, I've just seen you. So, yeah, it didn't really hit to start with.
And the Clifton Suspension Bridge, I know a friend who does guided tours around there. Was that a place you visited before, or were you quite in awe of that too?
It is somewhere that I've been to, and obviously from the sort of southwest, you always know about Clifton Suspension Bridge. So on the morning when they asked me if I would do an extra leg because there was a space, I didn't put two and two together to start with to realise that I'd actually be handing over on the bridge. So it was a sort of a fantastic experience for me.
Now, obviously, we're very pleased to have the Olympic torch in the Falklands while your work continues with Stanley Badminton Club. What's the plan for your stay here?
To be honest, it's just down here. It's an opportunity for people to have a look at it. Obviously, we've got the celebration next Saturday. So, yeah, it's just really for people to see. It is one of 8,000. You get to keep the one that you carry, which obviously makes it that little bit more special as well. It's an Olympic celebration evening. Come down, and there's going to be different games going on. So, yes, but the torch will be there.
I'm sure you won't be short of people to talk to. You thought I had a lot of questions. What do the penguins think of this torch, then?
They were quite intrigued, actually. Some of the little baby, big fluffy ones, they were quite intrigued as to what it was, because it's quite shiny, so they were quite funny. But it was very good out there.
I should tell you, I do part-time security, so if it is stopping you from having a normal life, I'm happy to veg out in front of the Olympics with the torch.
It is going absolutely nowhere. I mean, it is a little bit of a sort of a joke at home that, I mean, I don't leave it if I'm going out. I don't leave it with anybody. It comes with me. So if I'm travelling around, it doesn't stay in my car. It comes. So it is, yeah, it's staying with me. It's going on no auction sites, nothing.
Well, Bex, thank you very much for joining us and bringing a bit of London 2012 with you to the Falklands.
You're more than welcome.
This is Paul Wisdom for BFBS at Mount Pleasant.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.